The director of the Central Intelligence Agency says the U.S.-led fight against terrorism has made great strides, but he warns that Osama bin Laden's network remains a threat to U.S. interests. George Tenet assessed the anti-terrorism campaign yesterday for members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Tenet told the committee that the U.S. must be prepared for more attacks, both conventional and unconventional, meaning weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The CIA director says the campaign against terrorism has resulted in the arrests of 1,300 people with alleged ties to bin Laden's al-Qaeda network in more than 70 countries. Tenet says the assault on al-Qaeda has disrupted terrorist operations and shut down al-Qaeda's large training operation in Afghanistan. But Tenet says the U.S. must be prepared for a long fight.
I must repeat that al-Qaeda has not been destroyed. It and other like-minded groups remain willing and able to strike us. Al-Qaeda leaders still at large are working to reconstitute organization and resume terrorist operations.
U.S. efforts to dismantle al-Qaeda have focused primarily on the military campaign in Afghanistan. Tenet says the operation has scored impressive victories, but pockets of al-Qaeda and Taliban remain. Tenet predicts those terrorist cells will become more active in the spring. Vice Admiral Thomas Wilson, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, also offered his assessment. He told the committee the nature of the campaign in Afghanistan is changing.
What you see now is enormous progress being made against al-Qaeda and the Taliban, but a very widespread probability of insurgency-type warfare or operations that may bridge the difference between terrorism and, you know, insurgent warfare.
George Tenet says that as the U.S. pursues its campaign against terrorism, it remains very concerned about the behavior of certain countries, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. Tenet says all three are contributing to the proliferation of missile technology that could be used to deliver weapons of mass destruction. Members of the Armed Services Committee were especially interested in Iraq and its president, Saddam Hussein. The CIA director says Iraq has a long history of supporting terrorism, and he says Iraq has had contacts with al-Qaeda.
Their ties may be limited by divergent ideologies, but the two sides' mutual antipathy toward the United States and the Saudi royal family suggests that tactical cooperation between them is possible, even though Saddam is well aware that such activity would carry serious consequences.
Members of the committee expressed concern about how the administration plans to deal with the Iraqi threat. Vice President Dick Cheney has spent the last few days in the Middle East talking to regional leaders about that and other issues. Arab leaders have cautioned the U.S. not to launch a military strike. Some senators caution the administration not to do so without consulting Congress. Virginia Republican John Warner says if the administration plans to take on Saddam, it must prepare the American people for the possibility of high casualties.
I must tell you that I think it's important that we begin to spend a lot of time on this subject and try as best we can to inform the American people and others of the consequences of a significant military action to take out Saddam Hussein.
Several senators asked Tenet what Iraq might look like post-Saddam. He said he was prepared to discuss that issue, but not in an open hearing. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.